of Birds and Body Language, written by Kermit Coded, read by Mistborn Hero, fandom Batman. Body language is Cassandra's native tongue. It is always present, a constant symphony of information and emotions. She has heard people say that actions speak louder than words. She thinks whoever came up with that saying must have been very wise indeed. She is intimately familiar with the way her family moves through the world. They each have their own melody, their own unique way of existing physically, and she has committed them all to memory. As it goes with so many things, she learns Barbara's rhythm first. Barbara Gordon is a woman of quiet dignity and an iron will. She is compassionate and endlessly patient and affectionately teasing. She's everything a mother should be. She was the first person to show Cass kindness. She took her in and helped her learn how to be a person instead of the weapon her father intended her to be. Barbara showed her how to be Cass. Cass knows her father would consider Barbara worthless because she cannot walk. She also knows that her father is wrong. Barbara is the best of them. Without her, they would all have died countless times over. Bruce may have taught her how to protect, but Barbara taught her how to love. If Barbara taught her love, then Steph taught her joy. Steph, with her purple costume and her warm hugs and bright smiles, Steph was her first friend. Now she is her best friend. She is loud and sincere and stubborn. Steph was the first person to make her laugh. Steph moves with the stubborn confidence of a person used to being underestimated. She refuses to be ignored, refuses to be dismissed. And Cass loves her for it. She is like the sun. Cass doesn't know where she would be without her. Dick is fluid. All smiles and easy movements that hide a deep well of anger and pain. So much pain. Cass knows that the others don't see it, but Dick's easy smiles belie a deep scarring. There is something beneath the surface, lurking. An imperceptible flinch whenever rich women invade his space at parties. Cass does not ask, but she does see. Dick is a born performer who revels in the spotlight. He doesn't know how to exist without putting on a show. Like Bruce, he hides his true feelings. Unlike Bruce, he does it with a smile. Jason is afraid. So very afraid. He's a wounded animal lashing out, fear disguised as rage. Cass did not like him at first. He kills, and that was bad. She has not forgiven him for the killing. Jason is blunt and brusque, a born brawler with blood in his smile. He is loud and big, as if to make up for when he was small and helpless. He cares very much, though, underneath the rage. This is why Cass likes him just a little bit. Tim is calculating, almost cold. He keeps his distance, all fleeting smiles and quiet camaraderie. He cares, but he's cynical about it. He is not fond of physical contact, and he buries himself in his work. Yet, he carves attention all the same. Tim is sharp and precise, all angles and hard edges that cut. He cares, Cass knows he does, can see it in the way he keeps tabs on their siblings' health and injuries. He has files dedicated to each and every one of them, so that he always knows who needs help where. He's all show and no tell. He got that from Bruce. Damien is stiff, for lack of a better term. He's unerringly formal, using their last names and insisting that blood ties hold the most meaning. He reminds Cass of herself just a bit. He is in tune with his body in a way that only comes from years of intense physical training from a very young age, just like she is. He reminds her of those feral kittens he collects, small and full of rage. Damien is disciplined, but there is also a softness to him that becomes more and more apparent with each passing day. He loves animals, and he is unflaggingly protective of the people of Gotham. In this way, he truly is the son of the Bat. Duke is the newest of her siblings, and she knows that everyone adores him, even Damien. She also knows that he doesn't see Bruce as a father figure, but more as a friend and colleague. He is polite and funny, with a dry sense of humor to rival Alfred's. He is solid and friendly, a shoulder to lean on when things get tough. He is bright and hopeful and a representation of all the good that can come out of Gotham. Gotham is their home, their mother. Gotham created them, shaped each and every one of them into the person they are today. She is cruel and loving and all-encompassing. They are Gotham, and Gotham is them. The end.